Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
This is our last episode of the year.
Fuck you, 2016.
That's right. Let's throw the year in the garbage. Let's put it in a garbage bag, throw it down to the bottom of a canyon, and then send the canyon to space.
Oh, poor canyon. The canyon doesn't deserve it. Poor little Mother Nature.
We'll have an even bigger canyon.
Let's send it out to that garbage pile in the middle of the ocean.
Point is, Maysoon and I, this will be our last episode, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks.
We'll be back in 2017.
That'll be January 11th. We'll be back. If there is a world to be back to, Maysoon.
We make it through to the other side.
Lord Almighty.
I really hope we do.
Okay, you got some, you want to throw down some knowledge?
I have some things I thought I would share with listeners.
Let's hear it.
There's on our social media site, one of the social media sites that we use, we as in the royal we use, there have been lots of, you're like, what is wrong with you? There's like a constant, a constant flurry of actions and things you can do around any kind of political situation going on in the world, and artists are taking action, and it's super exciting. And so I wanted to share with you a project Stephanie Siuko, one of our local artists, is doing. That it's basically, she's designed a bunch of protest posters, and they are available for free download on a Google Drive that we can share with you in the underworld.
Underworld.
But it's awesome. There's one that's, you know, that is sort of a, you know, resembling the Black Power fist, but it's red, and it says no bigotry, no racism, no hatred, no business as usual, and resist. And it's in rainbow colors. There's another one that says let's stop this shit show, and it's a picture of the globe on fire with like insects and vermin and scorpion. And then make racists afraid again. And there's a really funny one with like Donald Trump's profile. Okay, Donald Trump equals a shitbag. Donald
Trump equals a shitstorm. Time bomb. Whiner.
Man, you're good
at
those.
That was fun.
Let's make more. Anyhow, there's just a bunch of like really creative, brightly colored posters.
Print them. Put them up at your office.
Yeah. So I think that's good. Get ready for the future. It's already here, is what she says in her post. It's true. There was that, and then someone also posted Yoko Ono's War is Over website, so the thing she created with John a long, long, long time ago. But there's all these posters you can also download on her website. It's basically War is Over in 100 different languages, including American Sign Language, including Braille, including flags, you know, different dialects of Arabic, Burmese. I mean, it's just everything. I thought that was pretty fun too.
Links in the underworld. Here's an event you might be interested in going to: how to make your studio safer. We were trying to find this last week, and then I couldn't find the goddamn thing, and now I found it. The safer, and they're meaning safer from fire, but also from eviction.
Great.
So that is going to be held January 3rd at the Brava Theater, and it is 6:30 to 9 p.m. And I believe it's free,
I
obviously.
Want to go to that.
So check that out if you're in a situation where you're looking for a little information. If you're in an information situation, get out there.
Can I also plug this project I've been working on again? 100 Days Action has officially launched. We launched, I think, last week. And that basically means we sent out a press release to a bunch of people, a bunch of writers in the Bay Area. We've started emailing local artists. We've started emailing local curators and art space directors and developing partnerships. And the call for entry or call for proposals basically is open and available for artists to submit ideas for actions, gestures, texts, performances, any number of things that kind of resist Donald Trump's 100-day plan. And that plan is also available on the website. So this is just a call for everyone who's listening who wants to do something potentially creative or action-based around
anything.
We're pretty open to everything. To just the submission process is super easy. You basically send in a very brief description, your name, contact information, and there's a small committee that looks at all the proposals, and we determine, we basically will choose, we'll approve everything unless there's like a real risk hazard. Like if you propose to set a tree on fire, we're probably not going to approve that, you know, because it just seems like
you still can do it though.
You can still do it. We just might not publicize it, basically. Yeah. If you are already engaged in a project or have something coming up that's already planned and it fits within the construct of sort of anti-Trump, politically engaged, let us know and we'll add it to the calendar. So it's basically, you know, we're just trying to list and get, you know, solicit and list all sorts of ideas, actions on this calendar, 100daysaction.net.
On the same note, kind of, the Anti-Police Terror Project is again this year doing their MLK Day, 120 hours of, you know, resistance. And this time they put out kind of a call to action for people to get their own community groups together, whoever get your friends together. If you're part of an art organization, maybe get your art organization together. Mm-hmm. And then you go to one of their information sessions, which there's going to be one Tuesday, December 27th at the Omni Commons. There's going to be one January 3rd. TBD. There's a bunch of TBD ones, but all through January. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of get your affinity group together, and then it's kind of like what you guys are doing, where it's going to be just a bunch of coordinated actions all happening at the same time.
That's awesome.
So if you want more information about that, you can email aptpspokescouncil@gmail.com, and I'll have a link to I think there's a Facebook event page for the next meeting they have.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great to hear too. I should also just mention really quick about 100 Days Action. We will have an info session on Wednesday, January 4th at Royal Nonsuch Gallery in the East Bay at 7.
Right across the street from Arbor. Cafe.
Right across the street from Arbor. So if you are interested,
right next door to Golden Gate Donuts,
all of those things. If you're interested in submitting a proposal but are not sure what to do, or you need more information,
or maybe if you want to like help somebody else who's doing something, yep, and like hook up with other people.
Totally. We're just there to provide some information about the project and answer questions.
Anything else you want to sum up about this garbage dump of a year, maybe?
I am hopeful, even though I know it's going to get worse. You know what I mean? I know that's fucked up, but I just feel like
at least we know we have low expectations for this next year, because we know
much,
that hideous,
yeah,
things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And so we are going in with kind of a girded, kind of our armor, yeah, up. So.
And I feel like we do need to have our armor up, honestly. Like,
should we review a little bit of the year in the art world of the Bay Area over the last year?
Oh my God.
I was trying to kind of think about what happened in the Bay Area art scene over the last year.
That would have been a good thing for us to put together. God damn it.
I wrote a little, I mean, as I was looking through like what's happened in the last year, mm-hmm, I was like, man, I don't know if it was such a good year for that.
Oh, for the art world?
I was just like, okay, what happened? This is my little list I wrote down. Okay, Gagosian opened,
uh-huh,
here in San Francisco. The new SF MoMA reopened.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Street opened.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, Paper, Scissors closed.
Mm-hmm.
The SFAC's new gallery opened.
Yep.
I consider that a good thing.
That's a good thing.
There was a ton of,
SF MoMA
is
a good thing, too, honestly.
Okay.
Just for me.
There was...
No, not in that way. Just I think it's good.
Okay. There was a ton of like curator and ED shakeups, including at SOEX, Pro Arts, Art Practical, and the San Jose ICA, where Patty Carino's the curator now. That's a
but
good thing.
But those all seem pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with it.
You know?
There were plenty of excellent art shows this year in the Bay Area. Shout outs to all the places that are still hanging in there under extreme duress.
Oh, God. It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, the fire at the end of the year, which now is, like, laying the groundwork for God knows what the fuck is going to be in the fucking firing line for the next year because of the crackdown on warehouse spaces. I know. So
what have there been? I mean, what has the city's response been recently? Have you
been
paying attention?
Well, Libby Schaff put together like they got like funding for like $1.7 million to give out to some.
Right.
But it's not really. I wasn't sure where that exactly was going, if it's going to the victims of the fire or what's up with that.
You know, on the surface, $1.7 million looks good, and it is. But I think there's, because it's through, I think it's through the Rainin Foundation or it's through some other foundation, that the money is actually going to nonprofits or spaces that have like nonprofit status.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily cover warehouses and these like very alternative spaces.
Or like, really any like studio space.
Right. So it's kind of like not perpetuating the problem, but it's not really addressing the direct problem, you know?
Yeah. And we had like city council people making statements like, oh, these, you know, this is what happens with the anarchist lifestyle and blah, 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 blah. That was like, I think
totally
unacceptable
and rude. Yeah.
So,
and just not appropriate. It's not an appropriate response at all from a city official,
right?
Or someone who represents a public.
I believe that was the West Oakland City Council rep. If anybody wants to think about that next time they're voting. Yeah. Well, my favorite. We're not doing our greatest eight countdown this year, but
God damn it, let's do it in the new year.
Okay.
Things to look forward to?
No. Why? But I have to say, I saw Anne Walsh give a talk at the Berkeley Art Museum.
Yeah.
The new Berkeley Museum opened this
year,
too. Bless it.
Was it this year?
Yeah, dude.
God,
everything
happened
this
year.
Poke, owe me a Coke. Anne Walsh gave a talk because there's a show up there right now of like conceptual art, like a historical look back at conceptual art of the 1970s and so on. And she gave just a really excellent
She's pretty excellent.
Talk, and she did a little kind of reenactment of this conversation between John Cage, and it was good. Conceptual art. You know, they were trying to end the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite pull it off. But I don't know. Sometimes it's just nice. I don't know. I feel like, you know, in the last couple months, it's as an artist, it's been a little hard to conceive of how art can address just the abject horror of what is happening in the world right now. And it can be discouraging to look back at artists that try to stop things like John Hartfield and his his agitprop against Hitler, and like the artists in the 70s trying to fight the Vietnam War, and like, yeah, they didn't stop Hitler and they didn't stop the war. But at least you can look back and know that there were people that cared, like that there were people
there
with
resistance.
A heart and a soul out there. And it wasn't just everyone was on board with the grinding machine of authoritarian genocide.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do better than that. Hopefully we can fucking grind the gears.
I mean, I think that's certainly worth trying.
Speaking
you know
of which, there's a general strike. They're calling for a general strike on Inauguration Day, January 20th. It's a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I have utmost respect for people who can't afford to take a day off work. But if you can afford to, I feel like please try.
Please try.
Nothing fucking will send a fucking message out to this to the neoliberal capitalist fucking powers that be, but shutting down our fucking capitalist system wherever you're at. If you're working at a nonprofit, if you're working at a corporation, if you're listening to this from the headquarters of Facebook or wherever you're at,
shut it down.
January 20th, general strike. There was a great article in defense of this action on Hyperallergic. I'm gonna put a link to that in the underworld, because if you're like, who cares, what's it gonna make
a
difference?
It's already done. Trump's already gonna be president.
Or like, if you're like, well, what does it matter if I don't show up at my barista job on this day or whatever? It does matter. If we all, that's the point, is like, yeah, you alone might not be like the difference maker and all the bullshit, but all of us together is what makes change happen.
Yeah.
So think
Preach
about it.
Sing it, Kate. Do it.
So I'm just putting it out there. January 20th.
January 20th. Where?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere, wherever you're at.
San Francisco.
Yeah. And
Oakland.
If you can,
Sacramento.
Don't go to what your normal workaday work is and go join a protest, or, you know, just get together with your people, make some lentil soup.
Print out some banners and go.
Yeah.
Or write your own banner. You have a message, I'm sure.
Yep. No work as usual. Okay, what else, Maysoon? Anything else good that happened this year?
I need to start fucking keeping a list. It's so annoying.
Let's do our Wiccan incantation.
Okay.
I'm going to cry.
I did just buy, I should have bought you a goddamn moon calendar. What the fuck? It's the most important thing.
I think that we should start just doing the lunar calendar. I don't think that New Year should happen in the dead of winter. It needs to happen at the end of winter, beginning of spring. And Chinese New Year is closer to the right, correct time.
Okay, so maybe 2016 goes on another fucking month.
Oh, no, God, thank you. It. No, forget that. But that I'm just sucks. Putting it out there, guys. We got to rethink this whole shit, man. We got to fucking transform our motherfucking minds.
Oh my God, I love it. That's right? Giving me goosebumps.
Oh shit, Maysoon.
I like it. I like this the possibility. Maybe we'll all be like, there's more possibility.
In our coming future?
In our coming future, because of the challenge or the struggle that's sort of we're all foreseeing. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, there's this whole kind of, like, reworking, like, Bernie's whole thing of reworking the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
And the DNC chair. I feel like this maybe is a moment when lots of things get reworked. Like, lots of things, you know, business as usual type organizations or
then
systems
in place.
Then
we're like, hey, man, we need to throw this shit up in the air and
literally start throw it
over.
Away. Like, yeah. Why hold on to it now? We're going to be fucked for the next 4 years. So let's just...
Let's make it...
Wipe it out and start again.
Make it as good as it can be. There is... Bernie Sanders did, at the end of his campaign, started an organization called Our Revolution. And they run, like, candidates to go be things in the world and at all levels of government.
Like their training or what are they...
Like they... candidates, like, hook up with them and be like, hey, I'm, like, with your agenda. Like, I'm progressive in these ways. I'm, like, you know... I'm against our insane wealth disparity. I'm like working for, you know, people at the bottom of the economic ladder and et cetera. And then they like coordinate with those people to help them run their campaigns and stuff. So if you're thinking about running for office, you know, or if you're looking at people who are running in your area and maybe you want to
support
like,
them or help boost them.
Yeah.
They're doing good work.
But this is the other lesson. We cannot trust the polls ever again.
Well, that's true.
I mean, just in terms of
like... Maybe they should just stop polling.
You got to look at who's out there, man. If they're running, it doesn't matter if it says zero probability they're going to win. You got to fight tooth and nail if you think a crazy motherfucker is going to take power.
Don't get complacent and lazy, people.
Oh, man. If I had it to do over, I would have gone to Ohio for the 6 months up until the election and like done my personal Kate Rhodes tour of political action through the Rust Belt. We all should. We all should, Maysoon. That's 2020. We're going to get a damn bus.
Yeah.
Let's get back on the art tip.
Are we getting back on our Wiccan?
How about
vibe?
Our Wiccan art tip? Oh, right. Should we do an incantation for hope and
I think I'm
goodness?
Allergic to my handmade soap that I have right now.
Did you stop using it?
Well, I just realized it this morning as I was using it. I'm like, hey, maybe I'm allergic to this goddamn soap that's causing me to itch.
Do you think that's what caused all the hardship in this last year?
I think maybe.
Was your handmade soap?
Handmade
all
soap
handmade
in general.
Handmade soap?
Yeah.
They're making a movie of The Handmaid's Tale. Or is it a miniseries?
Isn't that already a movie? No, it's a different story. There's that movie Handmaid.
Everybody read that. Margaret Atwood.
It's so fucking weird.
And good.
I don't know.
You didn't love it?
I didn't love it.
Remember the part where they have sex?
I do remember that. That's the part you loved.
That's the craziest part. Okay, anyhow, point is, Maysoon, let's do a little quick micro incantation.
Aren't they like not allowed, like the woman is not allowed to move or something? Isn't it like really restrictive
like
and crazy?
The handmaid is like supposed to get pregnant by like the man of the rich household, but he's also married to his wife.
Right.
And like the wife is there and the handmaid and they're in this weird lobster position.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyhow, Maysoon, focus up. Winter solstice is coming.
Yes.
Everybody, you. This is what you
is
do.
Is that the 21st?
According to our research assistant, Katie Kondo, who was raised Wiccan, you light a candle.
Wow.
You got to pick the color of the candle based on something I forget. And then you jump over, you make your plan or wish or something for the upcoming year, and then you jump over the candle.
Please be sure to light the candle in a safe space.
Be really careful. Or you could use an electric candle. Just put a flashlight down there. Or just put an unlit candle.
You have to jump
Mother
over
Gaia
it?
Understands.
You have to put it, you have to jump over the candle.
Uh-huh.
Or flashlight.
Yes. You know, whatever. Interpret that however you need okay. to. You know, if you're, whatever. If Tell you're us, not a jumper, that's fine.
You can step over it. Yes. Without, possibly. Do you have to put any kind of pentagram on the phone floor or anything like that?
Not that I know of, but.
Okay.
You can.
I don't want to.
That's the great thing about Wicca is like.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for creativity.
Put some crystals down instead of the candle.
Yeah.
That works.
Maysoon, can we just revisit one part of 2016 that I still kind of can't get over?
Uh-oh. Yes.
We talked about this, but then we never aired it. About how Marina Abramović was part of, I think, what shaped the outcome of the election.
Wait, did we talk about that?
But I cut it because we never aired.
Wait a second. You got to remind me about this.
Okay.
I don't
so remember.
Remember
John Podesta's emails got hacked, okay,
yes.
by the fucking Russians.
Yes.
According to 17 independent intelligence agencies of oh America. God. Right? And one of the things that when they were going through all these leaked emails, okay, they found an email from like Marina Abramović to John Podesta inviting him to a dinner that was like part of her spirit cooking
yeah.
project. It
yeah.
was like a celebration dinner, like after she,
yeah.
I think, had done all that. And the people that read it, because they're fucking Nazi, like sheltered internet nerds who don't give a shit about contemporary art. Not that, I mean, plenty of people don't give a shit about contemporary art, but they were like, this Satan worshiper, Marina Abramović, who's doing blood sacrifice.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is connected to the DNC. And so the DNC is all Satan worshipers. And it like led into this whole conspiracy theory. Did you?
That is the, that's the key word right there.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy theory.
Well, it's just so funny to me that like, contemporary art played a role in
See?
This.
See? Let's mic on that. Let's high five on that.
High, mic five. But that's not good, Maysoon.
But it does tell
it's
us.
It's another reason why we need to have more
it
like.
It does tell us that contemporary art can play a role. I mean, let's try to aim for like the role for positive versus some fucked up crazy conspiracy shit. Yeah?
I feel like that's something know. I'll be thinking about for years.
I don't know. What's Marina's? Has she responded? Has she given
I don't
a statement?
Think she's made a statement that I know of. Marina.
Fucking shit up, man.
From the former USSR.
Yep.
All goes
Maybe she's
full
a spy.
Circle.
I wouldn't doubt it. You think she's a spy?
Hell no.
Why?
She's not into that. You think?
How do you know?
Okay, make your case.
Number one, she's
from the former Soviet
famous.
Union.
She's traveled all over the world. She has
who's she spying for? Russia?
Russia.
See, now we're starting a new Marina Abramović conspiracy theory. I don't think she's got anything.
She's got all
she's
sorts
got
of people.
Nothing going.
She's got all sorts of people working for her, giving her information all over the world. All of her performers are also in on this. Guys, I just want you to know you've been working for Marina Abramović, spy, US. We're going to get killed. Let's scratch all of that.
Okay.
We're just kidding.
Okay, any resolutions we should make? Probably the same one we make every year. Interview more artists.
Jesus Christ. When you said Ann Walsh, I was like, oh yeah, I think I have an email in my inbox from her.
Oh, really? So that's our big goal. All right, people. As always, we're here for you. If you have some action going you want us to shout out on the show, if you have anything going on at all, you can call us, 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We've got our Twitter, at Pine Tree Podcast. And I've got the Facebook page is starting to get rip roaring because
I started to get hot.
I started asking trivia questions.
I love that.
Maybe I'm going to give the answer now because I didn't give it.
Give the answer. Oh,
okay, Maysoon, I'll ask you the question.
Okay, good.
When she was a professor at Mills College, Jay DeFeo was known to sleep in strange places between classes. According to the rumor I heard, where was she napping?
Okay, well, her office would be too obvious, so probably not there. I would say just out on the lawn.
I heard that she would ask students with pickup trucks if she could sleep in the bed of the pickup truck.
What? That is so fucking weird. Like in the flat, like the open flatbed? Yeah. That's creepy, Jay. Creeping out over there on the Mills campus.
I heard that's a rumor I heard. Who knows if it's true.
Spread it. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So answer the trivia questions and get prizes. Ooh. JK, no prizes.
No prizes. Okay.
Maybe I'll give you a link or I'll give you a zine or something.
There's some really great congratulations Pine Tree merch available.
Our t-shirts.
Our t-shirts. T-shirts.
T-shirts, hoodies, tank tops, baby shirts.
So many options, you guys.
Colors.
I can't wait. I want to get one of everything.
Check it out.
Maybe I'll get a couple of some things.
You also can donate to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or just donate to your local food bank.
Are the googly eyes part of CPT or is that just like a
fun
thing?
No, I just put it in there.
I think I saw someone wearing that shirt recently.
No, you didn't. Was it me?
Maybe.
It was probably me. Okay, guys, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year!
Get ready, man.
Hug your people. Just hug your people more and more often, that's all.
Hug your people.
Tell them you love them.
Tell them you love them.
Make a banner. Make a poster together.
And shout out to all the people that are going to be faced with some real difficult interpersonal situations over these holidays.
Oh, yeah.
So... shout out to them. Stay strong. We have a friend of the show who's really going into a hornet's nest of like next level, like gun toting conservatives.
Oh, yeah. I know a number of people who are doing that as well.
Do they have any? Our friend who's doing it, who I won't say who it is, has decided maybe to approach it with a comedic angle.
Oh, good for her.
All right, hang in there, people. We got a new year coming up. We got lots of interviews we're going to be doing. We still got art in this motherfucking world.
Yep.
We still got laughs.
Aww.
The way you hold your hand.
The way you sing
off key. The way you did all that. No, they can't take that away
from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
From the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between, this has been Congratulations Pine Trees.
The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Will you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away from me.